being a British Filipino can be a mazaleen. So, let's get into this week's chismis. Hey guys, and welcome back to another Chismis or No. It's your girl Gianne Lorraine.
It's your girl Giselle.
And your girl JT.
And so, for today's Chismis or No, my statement is...
Oh no.
Filipino music can never bang as much as Afrobeat, reggaeton, dancehall. You know how it's very worldwide? Do you think Filipino music can get there?
Do you mean Filipino music as a whole? So everything? Every, like,
You know how Afrobeats have a really, like...
their own sound.
But then, because you know with Filipino music, though, you have the, like, OPM, the old stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And then you have, like, more newer, like, rap. Like, there's actually Filipino rap, and it's actually very decent.
Yeah. Do you think... Okay, so let's do it on Filipino rap, then. Do we think that it could bang as much as the rap in the UK? The rap from America?
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't think so, as well.
Because it's very far... It's very fast. And if we're thinking about Filipino rap, they're most likely going to speak in Tagalog, right?
Yeah.
And no one's going to understand what they're saying. Like, obviously, compared to, like, Afro beats and stuff, I know they speak their own language and stuff, but a lot of the people in Western countries, they're from those countries.
Yeah. Mm.
And we don't really speak Tagalog like that for us to be rapping, like, going like... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As much as I'd love for it to bang in these countries and stuff... I just don't think it will.
Same. And, like, off what you said, you know, with, like, you know, like, other cultures, music, actually, let me not even try and make more words than I need to. Obviously, some of it is to do, like, it's about dancing and, like, that type of thing. So, obviously, yes, you might not even understand it, but you like it. Like, you like the sound of it. Your body's going to move to it. Like, there's certain dance moves that, you know, you might learn and whatever, like, you know, whatever space and environment you're in. Whether it be, like, dance class or in the club or whatever, like, you're going to be moving to those songs and stuff like that. Whereas, like, yeah, as you said, like, if you're rapping in Tagalog, like, you've got... But then...
That's true, you know, because Ocho Ocho was from back in the bloody day. And a lot of people know it now, you know. And but that's dance.
I was about to full circle myself because then I was going to say, though, like, I've definitely listened to, like, French music. I haven't got a clue what they are
Spanish
saying.
Music.
I haven't got a clue. And it, not necessarily, like, dancing, just
It
as
just
in,
sounds nice.
Yeah, so then... So then why the fuck not? Yeah.
I mean, there's one song that I think of.
What?
Bebo.
Yeah, but, like, bebo, modern music, because that's back in the day.
I know, man, but I don't think there's anything in my head that I can think of.
The thing is, I haven't even tried. I can't even lie.
Yeah, like...
What about Tala? I like Tala.
Tala.
Yeah, that was a decent song.
Yeah, it's all right.
I don't know. I remember the last... Not the last time, the time before that, when I went Philippines, No, like, I was definitely listening to, like, Filipino songs and stuff, like, on Spotify. And it was actually cool. Whoa. Like, I wish I could tell you the song. And I really can't remember. It was on a playlist. I'll try to find it.
Mm.
But, no, like, I was kind of vibing to it. Like, it was actually kind of cool. But then it's like, well, yeah, now I'm here. I haven't really listened to it again. So maybe it's even my own fault. Like, I am at fault.
Not being active.
Yeah, maybe. Because, it's not all, like, it's not all how it used to be, like, OPM type. Old Filipino music.
Should we shake bump to OPM?
Yeah, like, it's not OPM. All that. Yeah, I do have a
very
big soft spot
heartfelt
for it.
Music. And if you want to be in your feels, there we go.
But Filipino singers are more like belters. They're very, like, do you know what I mean?
Like, that is true. There's a stereotype that every Filipino can sing. One out of three of us can. But... Like, in all of the singing contests, you will find a Filipino.
It's true. It's true. Even, like, X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, like, there will always be that one belter.
Trust.
It's true.
I guess maybe it's not for our ear. I guess.
But why not?
For the belters.
Well,
I don't listen to belting music.
Belting music. You don't listen to Whitney Houston and them two names.
I definitely
I do. I know you do.
I do in my room. Guilty pleasure.
I know
Magic.
You do.
I do. Honestly, I love it.
I guess you just have to be in a mood.
Yeah, it's definitely a mood thing. Like,
yeah. Yes, we have to find. We will find something.
It kind of makes me sad though that whatever genre of Filipino music, like why not? Yeah. It actually makes me a bit sad.
Come and change our mind. Send us music.
Yeah, send us music.
It's true.
Send us music for real. Do you know what made me think of this?
Mm.
So I watched In the Heights, the movie, and it's like a musical, but it was I think it was Cuban. It was very Latin American.
Mm.
And they were speaking their language. Mm. Sometimes there weren't even subtitles. So I'm thinking, right, I actually don't know nothing.
Yeah.
And they'll be singing as well. And it's like, and then their music as well. And it's like, right, this is actually like a worldwide movie that has blown enough to for me to watch it here in London, UK, East London.
It's true.
So why can't... I literally thought, why can't Filipinos have the same?
Nah,
do you know what I mean?
True.
Representation, where you hair.
Representation, putting on the mask.
If anyone wants me, Jiz and Jen, to be in the musical, I will exercise...
I can be a plant pot in the back if you want.
She said plant pot, not even a plant, the pot.
No, I can be the pot, like, I can do a little tree action, then? If you like, you know.
I'll be the mic.
But yeah.
You can be the mic.
Shut
Stop
up,
it.
Jen. No, but yeah, you guys get me. Like,
no, I actually get you.
Filipinos are singers out here, actors out here.
It's true.
So I believe we should have the same.
And I really feel like, it's just because, just in general, just people don't be knowing about the Philippines. I feel like that's actually what it comes down to sometimes.
Let me open my mouth and tell you about
because,
us.
Honestly.
That's what our podcast is about.
Literally. Like, I was talking to somebody, one of my friends, and like, we're talking about Filipino food and he had never had it before. And I was like, okay, like, cool, innit? Like, whatever. I took him to, like, one Filipino restaurant, And, yeah, like, obviously the restaurant was a bit, like, they made it Western, if you will. Cool. And he enjoyed it and stuff. And then, like, I remember he was just like, nah, but nothing beats Chinese. And I was like, what do you mean, though? Like, we're not talking about comparing here.
Yeah.
And then he was all like, oh, like, there's not really space for Filipino food. I was like, why not? Yes, there is. I was like, why not? And it's just the same food, music, fashion, everything. Like, there's fucking space. Move. I'm joking. But there's space, man.
There's a coming. A little bit. Like, mad. You're comparing us to Chinese. That's literally. All you know. That's why. You literally. Don't want to open your tongue literally. For new flavors.
New flavors.
You don't know about the flavors. But also, I do feel like the Filipino restaurants are coming up now.
Yes, definitely.
Very, very recently.
Definitely.
So go check them out, bro. Don't piss me off. Educate yourself in the flavors.
Try some new flavors. Try some new
Innit,
foods.
Man.
Eat with your hands. Like,
don't be ignorante.
No, it's true. So,
it's
true.
We live in London, you know.
Yeah.
In London. So, very diverse, very cultural out here. Yeah, anyways, going back to my question, it's okay. Will Filipino music bang? No, can it bang? Sorry. Can Filipino music bang as hard as dancehall, Afrobeats, reggaeton,
I'm calling it here now.
French
yes.
music, etc.
Yes, I'm
she
calling it now.
You know what? Yes, we're claiming that. We're claiming that it will happen. Take time. Shout out to our Filipino artist, Daya.
Yeah.
Who can I think from the top of my head? Yisha, Aisha, Raquel, Angelou May.
Ray Navy.
Yes,
Rapper
that
vibes.
One. That was sick. And yeah, there's many more.
There is. Just
there
there's
is.
Loads.
Even
Vicky
Simon. Simon makes music.
Oh,
Simon.
True.
Yes.
We've got more. Definitely check them out. And let's see them blow.
Just come on, guys. Explore new avenues.
Yes.
Come on, you know? Just
be active in exploring the Filipino culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because I definitely need to do the same.
Delve deeper.
Yes. All right. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Is that chismis or is that anar? Bye, guys.
Bye.
You've reached the end of another episode with your favorite chismosas. If you're eager to learn more about us and the culture, find us at 22chismis on all platforms.